Welcome to the Living Your Best Life podcast, where we delve into the meaning of living your best life and provide practical insights on how to achieve that. Join me, Sam Wild, life coach, mentor, and guide, committed to helping you reach your full potential and living your best life. As you prepare to listen, take a moment to center yourself, take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and clear your mind. Let's begin.
Okay. So we're going to talk about this morning, what is it that we're avoiding? And this follows on from the last episode, really, around like creating a vision that you love, creating a life that you love or that you're in love with. And that just makes everything easier. It makes creating goals easier. It means taking action easier. It makes just being with our own internal experience of life and our feelings and our emotions easier. It makes everything easier because when we are aligned with our life, when we're aligned with what it is that we want our life to be, we don't need to force, and we're going to talk a bit more about this at the end of the live, we don't need to force commitment. We have natural compliance. And natural compliance means easefulness. It means natural motivation. It means natural discipline, natural commitment. If you've ever found yourself in a place where you feel like you're forcing actions, you feel like you're forcing things, and you feel like there's constant resistance to something, then we need to talk, and you need to listen to this, because this is going to help free that up a little bit, okay? So we're going to talk about what we avoid. And actually, for me, what we avoid tells you everything you need to know about what needs to be different in order for you to have what you want, in order for you to change, in order for you to have a goal be achieved. We've got to start understanding what it is that you avoid. A lot of us never even question what we avoid. In my experience, when somebody comes to me as a life coach, they say, okay, so what are you avoiding? They're like, I don't know. It's like, well, you do. You've been avoiding it the whole time, which is your problem. But you haven't slowed down to actually recognize and look at what is it that you're avoiding, because what you're avoiding tells you everything you need to know. It tells you everything you need to know, because when you know what you avoid, then you can get it handled. The problem with it is that most of us never get that far. We just look at what we don't do in terms of actions and then try and force the action or keep forcing the action. And all we get is more resistance, more frustration, and more stuckness. If you've ever experienced, and I'm sure you guys have, those times in life where you feel like you're yo-yoing, it's like sometimes it's like really easy, sometimes it's really hard, and you fall off the wagon, then you get back on again and the whole loop processes itself again. If you've ever had the experience, that's exactly what I'm talking about. So what I want you to do, so whether you're listening to this live now or you're later on, I want you to either write down privately or write it in the comments section on the live. I'd love for you to do that so we can get some interaction going. That's really important for me and for you. Like, make a statement right now. What is it that you think you avoid? When you think about your goals and what it is that you're achieving, you know, the things you have in mind that you want to create, whatever your goal is, what is it that you avoid? Or what do you think you avoid? Put it in the comments. Right, write that down in the comments. What is it that you avoid? And we're going to dig a little bit deeper, because it's almost never ever the case that what somebody avoids or what they think they avoid, it's never the case that that is the actual issue. And I'm going to give you an example. And as you write this down, have a think about what it is you're actually avoiding. So we're going to dig a little bit deeper. So what do you avoid? Put it in the comments or write it down. Then we're going to look at what you actually avoid. So I have a client, and he is a very successful guy, very successful man. We've just started to work again together for another year. We did a year last year. We had a couple of months break, and now we're doing another year. And he has some really specific goals in mind that he wants to create in his business and in his life. And we're helping him do that. And he had such great change last year. He wanted to go again this year with even bigger goals. So it's going to be super fun. And he avoids. So I asked him, what is it that you're avoiding? Because one of his goals, alongside growing his business or companies, because he's a CEO of several companies, as well as having a family that he wants to be present with and spend lots of time with. I asked him, what is it that you're avoiding? Because we were talking about his health, and he was like, my health is not as good as it could be. And I'm finding I'm lacking energy, and I'm feeling a little bit, I think he used the word frumpy. So I said, okay, so what is it that you're avoiding? He said, I'm avoiding eating well. I said, okay, so what have you done about that? And so he listed all the things, all the tactics, all the strategies, all of the systems that he'd put in place. I mean, it was so intense, all of the stuff that he put in place, all these strategies, and he still wasn't doing it. So we had the conversation on, okay, so you've put all these things in place and you're still not eating healthily. You're still not eating what you know you should be eating in order to create the goal that you want to create. And he was like, well, yeah. So I said, okay, so what is it that you're avoiding? He said, well, I'm avoiding eating properly. I said, no, you're not. You're not avoiding eating properly. What does eating properly mean to you? So we went for an exercise. I said, eating properly or eating healthily, I think the actual word was, his word was eating properly, but we got to eating healthily. Eating healthily is, and he listed off all these things. And one of the things that really stood out to me when he said it was boredom. He was like, oh, it's just so boring. It's so boring. Okay, cool. So I knew I was onto something. So then I had a question for him was, what does boredom mean? Like, what does that represent to you? And why are you avoiding it? He's like, oh, it's just uncomfortable. Like, it's just, and we had this really big conversation around boredom, right? So when he was younger, food was used as like a distraction or a tool to keep him quiet or, you know, to keep him happy. And that carried on throughout his life. So it's no wonder whenever he's bored, he eats. And he doesn't make the best choices when it comes to food either in that respect, because he chooses normally the high fat, high sugar stuff because it acts quicker. And it's like, oh, I'm not bored now, I'm stimulated. So he has this relationship where stimulation is okay, boredom isn't. So what he was avoiding was the experiences and the feelings of boredom, the discomfort of boredom. So when we explored the discomfort of boredom, it was really clear that he was just like, I don't know how to handle it. I don't know what to do with it. What do I do when I'm bored? How do I process it? So we had this really cool conversation around, well, how do you handle being happy? How do you handle being excited about life? It's like, well, I don't, I just am. It's like, right. And there's your answer. So, well, I don't do anything when I'm bored. I don't need to do anything. And I said, well, what if you didn't avoid boredom anymore? What if you didn't avoid being bored? What would be different in your life? And he was just like, well, it might be a bit more dull. And I said, maybe. I said, but is it possible that you could then create the goals that you really want? He's like, yeah. Would it be dull then? No. So what do you want? Do you want to not be bored? Or do you want to achieve your goal? What's more important? So we had this really cool conversation. He was like, well, of course my goal is more important than being bored. I am sometimes bored at work, and I'm sometimes, you know, and I was like, man, this is it. So then we got into a cool conversation about the difference between boredom and kind of like stuckness. So what he was avoiding was those emotions and the feelings of being bored. He was avoiding the discomfort of what that meant. Yeah, exactly that. Avoid going out of my comfort zone. Yeah, we'll probably come on to that. Well, we'll come on to that now. So the thing for him was, and I'll bring the conversation around comfort zone for anyone listening that isn't seeing the comments. Somebody's mentioned about like avoiding going out of your comfort zone. The reason that we have goals, the challenge when it comes to goals is that most often than not, the goal that we want to achieve is outside our comfort zone, and our comfort zone being the experience we've had so far and what we're familiar with, right? And then when you pile that up with most people that I experience have a bias towards comfort, then of course it goes without saying, we're going to avoid the actions that are required to achieve the goal because they are outside of our comfort zone. So we avoid the actions. We're not really avoiding the actions. We're avoiding the discomfort that the action creates. So our actual issue is creating a different relationship with discomfort. It's creating a different internal experience of discomfort. It's really got nothing to do with the actual action. And that is one of the biggest, I'm going to say it, fuck ups that we create in our own life, is that we assume wrongly, I think, that it's the action that's the problem. There are times that it is, and we're going to come on to that. But more often than not, it isn't the action. But when we believe it's the action, as I've said already, we start pushing ourselves, we start forcing it, we start assuming we're not committed enough, we start seeing we're not motivated enough, we start maybe comparing ourselves with other people, saying, well, they're doing it, why can't I? And it's because we haven't had a deeper understanding of what it is we're actually avoiding. When you understand that, you don't need to commit, you don't need commitment, you have what you call natural compliance. And natural compliance is easy. It's easy because we want to do it. It's as easy as breathing because we want to do it. And don't get me wrong, sometimes, of course, it's like, I don't want to do this. I'm not being funny. I get this, right? So I brush my teeth twice a day for 2 minutes, right? And I floss and do those toothing brushes every other day, right? There are some times when it gets to like 12:30 at night, I've just put my eight-week-old son down, and I know I've got to get up early in the morning. And I'm like, the last thing I want to do is start flossing and using those little gap toothbrushes and brushing my teeth. I just want to go to bed, right? I just want to go to bed. But because that act of looking after myself is completely aligned with what it is that I want to create in my life, I don't have to force it. There are feelings of, I don't want to do it. Yes, there are. Yes, of course there are. But there is also a deeper knowing and a deeper commitment and an ease with that. It doesn't, that experience of not wanting to do something doesn't derail. It's just an experience. It's an old habit. And I can stay present with the action. Keep healthy teeth. My hygienist is always like, really healthy teeth. So, yeah, of course I do, because I'm committed in the natural sense, not in the forced sense. So when you slow down with what it is that you're avoiding, have a look at what it is you're actually avoiding. What are the feelings? What are the emotions? What are the judgments that you're really avoiding? What would be different if you were willing to not avoid that anymore? What could be different? Allow your mind to wander. If you say sometimes it's like, I'm going to do it, like the mind gets really set. If we ask a question like, I wonder what would be different if, allow the mind and the imagination to kind of like just drift and walk, just go a bit wild. And then you'll start seeing, oh, do you know what? I could actually have what I want. I could actually lose that weight that I said I've always wanted to lose and never managed to lose it. I could have that conversation with the partner, with my partner, and actually speak out what it is that I really want and actually might be able to have it. Whatever it is. The other part of this is avoidance. And again, as a life coach, I see this often in people, and I'll highlight it to them quickly, because at the beginning of a coaching relationship, one of the things I love to do is, and I see works really well for people, is help create a vision for them of what we're going to be doing, what we're going to be creating. So let's say after the end of our 6 months or at the end of our year together, this is what's going to be different, right? And this is a commitment for them. That's one of the most important things we do, because that really sets off the trajectory of our work together. Now, in those initial conversations, it's super important for me as a coach, and I've learned this over the years, to be really clear on, is what somebody says that they want actually what they want? Because when you look at what it is that you avoid, it can tell you two things. It tells you what your experience of life is and what you're avoiding, and what your relationship to your own experience of life is, like your feelings, your thoughts, your emotions. And the other thing it tells us is what it is that you actually want. What is it that you actually want? And I challenge people often, and I'll challenge you. If you've had the same goal for a long time and it hasn't happened yet, you don't really want it. You don't want that goal. I'm not saying that you don't want it at all. I'm not saying that that's wrong. I'm saying if it was important enough to you and you really wanted it, you'd have made it work. I haven't met anyone yet in my life that doesn't have things that are so important to them, they do them anyway. More often than not, something to do with their kids or their partner or their work. people who work, right? It's like work comes first, family comes first, and I come last. So we do what is most important to us. And more often than not, we say we want something, we don't actually want it. So when I see somebody avoiding actions, and here's what I want to say about this, right? So like when somebody avoids certain actions and I see them avoiding certain actions, one of the things that's in the back of my mind is, do you really want this? And initially they'll say, well, yes. And it's like, we really want to question that. Because if you can't absolutely, fundamentally, honestly say, yes, I really want this, then something needs addressing. And it's not to say you can't want it, or it's not right, or that what you've been doing is wrong. No, that doesn't mean any of that stuff. Don't let your mind start convincing you that any of that bullshit's true. But when we look at what we avoid, I'm avoiding a certain action of exercise, for example, right? I'm avoiding exercising in the mornings or in the afternoons, whatever. And the reason I'm doing that is because I want to get lean and I want to lose weight, whatever it is. You just don't want it. Often when we avoid things enough times, it tells us what we don't want. The problem that we have is that we're too scared to acknowledge that because we think we're going to get more of what we don't want. So it's like, oh, if I don't keep pushing, then I'm never going to lose weight. And then I'm going to get even more overweight and more out of shape. And, you know, and that's just going to make, that's actually literally going to be true, because what you're going to do is create stress. You're going to create tension, and that's going to create more habits. Destructive ones often, right? So when we really slow down with what is it that I'm actually avoiding, we can start looking at, well, you know, do I really want that? And is this important enough to me? The other question then that comes after that is, am I willing for this to be more important than anything else? If I said to you, there's £1 million in a bag across town, I'm going to take all your clothes. I'm going to take all your money. Right? You've got to get across town butt naked with no money. But if you get there in an hour, there is £1 million or £10 million, whatever's going to get you there, in that bag, and you can have it. It's all yours. The chances are you're going to do what it takes to get there. Hey, you probably start getting so creative, you'll start building clothes out of leaves and stuff. Who knows? But you're going to do what it takes to get there. There's a tension, there's an energy, there's a fire, there's a passion, there's a desire there, because the result is big enough for you to get there. So what that starts telling us is, actually, the thing that I really need to focus on right now is building a stronger vision, which is exactly what we talked about last week. Go back and watch it if you haven't seen it. If you listen to this on the podcast, go back and listen to it. I've got to upload it yet. But go back and listen to it, right? Because then what we do, when we have that stronger vision, we start filling ourselves with fire. It starts feeling more meaningful. There's more context. There's more desire. There's more heat. There's more urgency. There's more alignment. We're aligned with it. It's easy. There's no room for not doing things because we're aligned with it. It's just like breathing. So what we avoid can tell us what it is that we actually do and don't want, right? Yes, I know. Somebody, Joe, you said that statement hits hard. I get it. I really do. I've had this before, and somebody said, yeah, but you don't want to grow a business. You don't want to grow a business. What you want is for things to be easy and for money to fill your account, but you don't want to run a business. And it's like, oh, God. It's like, actually, that's true. Because if I did want to run a business, I would be running one. And I'd be doing what's required to run a business. Obviously, I do run a business. I run a company now. But it's like, If at the time I didn't see that and it was like, oh man, this hurts. Of course. And that's good. It's good hurt. Hurt is good sometimes because it tells us that we're close to a truth. It's like, oh, that the truth hurts. It's like, hell yeah, it does. Get real. Get real. Stop pretending. Stop pretending. That's what we want to look at, is get really clear and really real, and to look at what is it that, if that hurts, good, look, what is it that you're actually avoiding? And what is it that you really want? Because you can tell what somebody wants by what's here now and who they're being now. You can tell what their future looks like by what's, for to a certain extent, I'm not a fortune teller, by what's here now. So the final word on this for me is avoiding an action is almost never the problem. It's avoiding the feelings, the emotions and thoughts, and not knowing what to do with them. That's normal, it's fine. But take a look at what you avoid and what is it within that that you're avoiding? Why are you avoiding it? This is the difference between forcing commitment, forcing actions, forcing motivation, and having natural, easeful, powerful compliance. If we remove and understand and remove what it is that you avoid, or not even, yeah, no, I'll keep that, to remove whatever it is that you avoid, you will find compliance with your goal, with the vision that you have for your life, so much easier. And it might look different to as it does now. It might look different. The amount of times I've had people say, Sam, this happens a lot in my female clients, Sam, sort my body out, sort my health out, and so on and so forth. And then when we look at why, it's because they're afraid of looking in the mirror, or they're afraid of what people are going to think about them, or they're afraid to get there to show their body because it looks a certain way. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm definitely not making that wrong. And what I think is helpful is I hear you, and if that didn't matter, what is it that you'd really, really want? And then you can see them like really come alive. Oh, you know, this is what I would love to do. I'd love, and some random stuff comes out, like growing businesses and, you know, having a different relationship and quitting jobs. And it's like, way, now we got it. Now we got to the truth. And when you find that, compliance with that is so much easier. It's fun. It's exciting. It's liberating. It's freedom. It's powerful. So I want you guys to stop and have a look at what is it that you are avoiding and why are you avoiding that? If you want any more support with that, message me, you know where I am. I hope you've enjoyed this live and this podcast, and
thank you for joining me on the Living Your Best Life podcast. I hope this episode has inspired you to take action towards your goals and your dreams. To learn more about how I can support you on your journey, please visit my website at www.samwildcoaching.com, and that's wild with an E. To connect with me directly, you can get in touch with me at coachme@samwildcoaching.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I'll see you in the next one.